Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What are we talking about? 7 months? Yeah, 7 months. More than 7 months since I've been to the radio station.
There's probably a lot more buildings here than you remember.
I'm sure there is. One thing they never do is stop taking away parking spots and building buildings that nobody's going to live in.
Oh, there's no parking around here at all.
I mean, it's just absurd. It's just absurd. They want all the yuppies, all the 23-year-old yuppies to move down there because they have all this disposable income. And they're going to overprice everything and build all these buildings, and they're going to be half empty, is my guess. I don't know that for sure, but that's going to be my guess, especially with the economy going, you know, splat for the most part.
They're nice buildings.
They are very nice buildings, I'm sure. And if I was, you know, Mark in Springfield said, you know, like waiting for me on a morning drive. If I ever were to be lucky enough to get morning or afternoon drive at this radio station or any drive, you know, maybe I would rent out one of those places. You know, maybe I'd be making so much money that I could actually rent out one of those places and buy me a parking spot, and I wouldn't have to commute into D.C. every day.
There's literally a building directly to my right. That would be perfect for you. You'd walk right across the street and you're at your job. Great would that be?
Yeah, that works for me. I mean, you know, who comes in to do, did AWOD do his show from the radio station?
Or yes.
Did
they? Yes. He did. He was here.
Okay. So I know they're trying to keep the building as clear as possible, but because we have different guys contributing and whatever, like, you know, I don't know if Chris Miles or Reese Waters do. I think they do their shows at the I'm one of the, I guess, fortunate ones, I guess, in that, you know, CK likes me enough or thinks I guess I bring enough value that I have this Comrex unit that I just keep with me and I can do all my stuff from home. I mean, I would tell you that it's harder to do a radio show being that I can't see you, Darius. But I would also tell you that I don't miss dealing with parking in that hellhole of an area that the radio station is operating out of, because they, again, just keep, they have more construction cranes than they have parking spots available. That's a fact. And the fact that I haven't spent, you know, essentially $17 a day on parking, not to mention driving 75 miles round trip and, you know, the gas and the wear and tear on my car, my body, you know, my mind, whatever. I mean, that has helped. There is no denying that. So we're all just adapting. I was just simply saying that, you know what? 7 months without driving into D.C., without passing, you know, all the different monuments and, you know, all the different, you know, great, you know, things in D.C. and all that stuff. You know, it's a little weird. It's a little weird. It's unusual, and I'd like to do it once again. Not every day, but I'd like to do it once again at some point. Anyway, all right, we continue on with the radio showgram. We still haven't had word, again, on whether or not Dwayne Haskins will be traveling with the Washington football team today. Ron Rivera was noncommittal yesterday when he was asked. He said, well, they're going to have to evaluate him in the morning. I don't know if anybody's reported. I have not seen it, but I haven't had time to check everybody's Twitter account, okay? And here's the other thing, and I'm not trying to be a jerk. I absolutely care 0% whether Dwayne Haskins is traveling or not traveling. If he's traveling, great. Congratulations. Wonderful. They must have thought, hey, medically, he's fine. He's cleared. He practiced on Friday. He's not contagious. He's good to go. We'll have him in case of an emergency. And so that he can listen to the communications and get that perspective, which he wasn't able to do last week. I'm fine. If he's not traveling for whatever reason, because A, he's going to be inactive. B, even if something happened to Kyle Allen and or Alex Smith before 11:30 tomorrow that we would choose, meaning they, would choose Steven Montez over Dwayne Haskins, and obviously they'd have to make a roster move, which would, you know, would I mean, it would, what's the best way I could say it? It would be more complicated to do that, but they might do it just from the standpoint of the kid's been practicing, right? I mean, he's 100% as far as we know. I can't say I've checked on him, but he's been practicing. So they might do that, right? If emergency breaks class, I don't know. But my point, my greater point is, it is absolutely not a big issue. Yet it will be made a big issue if he's not traveling. And on top of that, it's already been asked of the head coach twice this week. And look, I'm not trying to blame my colleagues in the media, even though it comes across that I'm trying to do that. They're asking questions that they think the fan base has the most interest in. Do you as a fan base, let me ask you, do you as a fan base care one way or the other if Dwayne Haskins is traveling or not traveling to New York? If he's not going to play, and that's already been decided, does it matter? Is it even important? See, to me, it has absolutely no impact whatsoever. Again, if an emergency happens before 11:30, okay, that would suck. They'd have to promote Steven Montez and cut some. Look, I can find some jabroni on the roster that I can cut and get back tomorrow. I can find that guy if I have to. And if it's after 11:30, well, I have Logan Thomas as my third emergency quarterback, and I'm probably going to lose anyway. Again, it is absolutely inconsequential. There is zero impact on the Washington football team tomorrow and short-term moving forward, whether Dwayne Haskins is in the stadium or not. It's like not saying that he can't benefit from being there. I'm not saying I don't want him there. What I am saying is I don't care if he's there. I don't care if they choose, for whatever reason they have, to not have him travel. That's what I'm saying. It's not a significant deal to me. Not at all. Maybe I'm wrong. You tell me. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Let's get back to the phones, and let's go to Mark in Largo on line one. What's up, Mark? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Chris? How you doing?
What's going on, Mark?
I don't think really anybody cares whether Dwayne is going or not. I think the media, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I mean, I'm going to talk about something else. The media is also part of – look, let me say this, and you can take it for what it's worth. Sports radio came in this town in 1992. Since 1992, the Washington franchise has been crap. You do the math. Anyway.
Wait a second.
You do the math. Now, hang on a second.
Wait a second. Wait. The inference is that since sports radio came into town, that the Washington football team franchise, whatever, stinks, and it's because of the media?
Let me throw up some examples for you, Chris.
Uh-huh.
Let me throw up some examples. You think I'm a crackpot. But let me throw up some examples. Donovan McNabb, 10 years ago, it's clearly Mike Shanahan didn't want him. And then, you know, Dan Snyder wanted him. He got him here and stuff like that. Then they started leaking stories about Donovan and stuff like this. So if the Redskins wanted to trade him because of the stories that are being leaked by the Washington Post, that it kills everything. Same thing happened to RG3. If the Redskins wanted to trade RG3, the story is being leaked. It kills it. Same thing with Les Carpenter. What was the purpose of that? Now, it's the same thing. You guys are having a lot of input. Your stories, why don't you just sit on them until they do something?
Wait a second.
Always have an unnamed source.
Mark, first of all, let me have your turn. Let me just counter that and say, is it our job to always sit on stories, which I sit on regularly and I know others do as well? Or is it their job to shut the bleep up and not talk to us and not say the things that they say?
Let me ask you this. I find it strange how y'all get unnamed sources. Just put the sources out there.
That's not how journalism works, Mark.
Chris, I talk about that. Look, here's the bottom line with Dwayne Haskins, all right? And I'm going to just go from here. All right? Dwayne Haskins, the Cleveland game, if everybody in sports knew football, you saw the worst in Dwayne Haskins in the Cleveland game, and you saw the best of Dwayne Haskins in the Cleveland game.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you why I say that. All right? Terry McLaurin, who only caught two balls last week, if his production stays the same for the next 2 weeks, I guarantee you Dwayne will be back when they play the Giants after the bye. And the reason why you see too many Ron Rivera speaking in double tones, stuff like this, is because of this. When you see Ron Rivera on Sunday and Monday, that's Ron Rivera. By the time he gets here on Wednesday, he done talked to Scott Turner and Del Rio. Now, in Turner's case, I think this is about Scott Turner. This is not about Kyle Allen versus Dwayne Haskins. This is about Scott Turner and his ego thinking that this could work with him. Right now, Scott Turner is on the line right now because the bullseye's on his head. If this offense does not play any better and looks even just as sluggish as last week, the next 2 weeks, trust me when I say Dwayne will be back in there. That's why Ron doesn't want to commit to getting rid of him. Because this is not a Ron decision. This is a Scott Turner decision.
So you think Scott Turner unilaterally made this decision and that Ron had no input or no say or wasn't seeing the same thing that Scott Turner was seeing?
Ron is the coach. Scott is the offensive head coach on the offensive side of the ball.
But do you think Ron Rivera didn't see? I mean, if that's true,
Chris, let me say this to you. Terry McLaurin was having a career year under Dwayne Haskins.
Yeah.
What did he do last week?
I mean, he did nothing, but it was also a monsoon.
Crickets, right?
Yeah, but it was also raining hard.
You know what, Chris? That's a good excuse.
It's not an excuse. It was part of the reason. Okay. I mean, now he wouldn't use it as an excuse when I asked him that.
It's not a big deal. All I'm saying to you, Chris, is this, okay? It's obvious to me from the way you sound, you're not a big Dwayne Haskins fan. And I get it. He's not athletic. Look, 10 years ago, I think Dwayne Haskins would have went number one.
I was a huge Dwayne Haskins fan coming out of the draft. I didn't know how immature and how lazy he was at times.
Well, you know what? He may be immature and lazy. Your best player on the offensive side of the ball is getting real numbers with this guy.
It was one game without him, though, in a driving rainstorm. We can't judge Terry McLaurin just based on one game.
If Kyle looks bad these next two games, I'm telling you, Dwayne will be back in there.
That's fine.
That is the reason why Ron doesn't want to give up on him.
All right.
Scott does, but Ron doesn't want to give up on him.
Maybe. I don't know, Mark.
There's a war between Scott Turner and Dwayne, and all this stuff that's coming out about Dwayne Haskins. To me, I don't know who the source is. I would imagine it's probably from the offensive.
I'm not gonna play that game, but I would tell you this. Everyone is going to, and I appreciate the phone call and the passion, Mark, as always. I would like a little bit better of a back and forth where we're not screaming over each other, but here's how I would wrap that up. Okay. If Kyle Allen looks terrible tomorrow against a good Giant defensive line, but missing their best pass rusher, and a suspect secondary. If Kyle Allen looks terrible tomorrow, yeah, Scott Turner and Ron Rivera are going to look really bad. The organization's going to look really bad. Do I think that leads to a change for the Dallas Cowboy game? Maybe. Maybe it's Alex Smith. It's not going to be Dwayne Haskins. They're not going to go back to Dwayne Haskins until Dwayne Haskins, A, works his ass off in the ways that they want him to work. He may think he's working hard. He's not working hard enough for their liking. They're the bosses. You may think you're doing the right thing at your job. If your boss thinks you're not, guess who's getting fired? You. You. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. We'll get to Skip, we'll get to Mike, we'll get to you at that toll-free number on the AAA Always On Call listener line in just a flash here on The Fan. The Twitter venom is piling up. We'll get a bunch of those just as soon as we can, but I want to go right back to the phones so that we can get as many guys in as we can. Let me just say this about Mark in Largo. Mark's been calling for a long time. I like Mark. We usually go back and forth, and we usually think very differently. We were shouting over each other because Mark wouldn't shut up and give me a chance to answer and just argue back. See, that's the thing. If you notice, I do the show a little bit different, right? I like to go back and forth with the caller. I don't like to just have you on for 30 seconds and hang up like a Otherwise, it's stupid to take calls. The whole point of taking calls is, especially if you have a little bit more time, and I don't really do the whole guest thing. We have less commercials and we don't have any updates, so we have a little more time. I want to go back and forth with you. I want to interact with you. That's how I do things. Right or wrong, that's how I do things. What you can't do is yell over each other. So some of that was certainly on me, and so some of that was certainly on Mark. So let's have a passionate but, I guess, clearly defined discussion. And let's try that with line two. Skip in Vienna on The Fan. Good afternoon, Skip. How are you?
How are you?
Hey, Skip. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I got you. Okay. Yep, now I got you.
Okay, good. Yeah, I enjoy your show and look forward to having you on. Thank you.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you calling and the kind words.
Now, and in deference to Mark, I remember back in the George Allen days, the press would find some third-string offensive tackle who would leak out something, and Allen would get furious about it and try to plug the leaks. That's part of the fun of sports and talk radio. How dry would it be without all that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I understand how frustrating it is for unnamed sources, but here's the way I look at it, Skip, and you tell me if this makes sense, right? So here's the deal. First of all, if there were no unnamed sources, we would have probably roughly, arguably, 85-90% less information than we get, right? So while I understand and respect that it is frustrating that we don't know exactly who says these things, I would rather have that information and you take it and you process it as you want to and you see fit. I would rather have that information than not have that information. That's how I look at it.
Yep. So I've got a couple of questions for you. Number one, if they lose that game to the Giants tomorrow, do you start to trade Scherf and the high-priced older veterans and clear the decks and get some draft picks? Or is this a matter of, you know, the bigger picture, when you bring a new coach in and a new offensive and defensive system, it always takes the team time to choke it down and master it and play it well. I remember when we brought in Wilbur Marshall.
Yeah.
And the first year he was here, he was okay. The second year he became Superman again. Mm-hmm. It just takes time to get acclimated.
It's a great question. Let's take it piece by piece, though. Especially compound the fact that you had no offseason program and no preseason games. Everything essentially is a rush to judgment that we know so far, even Dwayne, right? But what we don't know about the Dwayne decision is what happened behind the scenes. And that's why you've heard some of this information leak out, which, oh, by the way, matches what everything that I knew from last administration and from last year. So that's why I believe it. Right. I know it. Yeah. I think it and why I believe it's a fair evaluation. And as Ron snapped earlier this week, he says, no, he hadn't been the quarterback for four games. He's been the quarterback for 11 weeks. So, you know, people always forget about the information that they have elsewhere. But to your point, we haven't had anything normal. So it is harder to understand and to truly get comfortable in what coaches are asking you to do and how to do it. And then also do it at the snap of a finger. Absolutely. Number one. And then the other thing about
everybody.
Right. All positions. Okay. And that includes, defensive line, where they've talked about how certain guys have resisted hand technique and hand placement and all that stuff. It's taken time. So it's an absolute valid point. The other part of your question about trading certain guys, I would not do it with a loss tomorrow. At 1-5, even in the division, while it would be a crippling loss, I would wait until I see what happened in the Dallas game next Sunday at home before I made it, because the deadline, I believe, is the 29th, which means you would have a couple of days after that Dallas game. And if you lose that game and you're 1-6 and now 1-2 in the division, then I would try and do everything I can to get something for Scherff. I would try and do everything I can to try and, you know, unfortunately, get something for Kerrigan. I would do everything that I can for guys that are not really in my plan.
Yep, because I think the second part of that is, even if they're starting to get it and they're starting to look better, if it takes them all of them a year to get it, you still might be better off to move a guard, Gruden's words, and Kerrigan, and just start over with guys that, you know, are younger and less expensive.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Especially if you've made the decision already that you're not going to pay the price that they're looking for, or in Kerrigan's case, that you're like, Ryan Kerrigan's a great leader, and of course, occasionally he can have a game like he did against the Eagles. But by and large, you know, we can't afford to pay $7, $8, $9, $10 million a year for that. You know, I mean, Kerrigan's a good guy, but he's not going to work for free. You know,
right?
So I mean, if you've already made that decision,
So I would say, you know, with Haskins, if he doesn't go up there, I think that that tells you a lot about what the coaching staff really thinks. As you said earlier, actions speak louder than words, right?
Okay.
If he makes it up there, and I think that gives you a good clue. I would also say this, though. If he doesn't make it, I would prefer that they draft other positions. There's going to be a lot of quarterbacks, free agent quarterbacks on the market. I'd rather see them sign one of those guys because, frankly, all of the top quarterbacks have the same some of the same characteristics that Haskins does, and that is that they play for tier one programs with overwhelming talent. And that's the guy at Clemson, too. And so you don't really get a very accurate picture of how good they really are. And I just I think it'd be a shame to go sign any of those guys. You know, get a free agent, a middle-aged free agent, you know, develop your offense with that guy, develop it, draft a quarterback in the second, third, or fourth round, and let him mature for a while.
That's a great point, and I'm with you. That's why I watch tape of different players differently. And real quickly, I'll wrap that up. Maybe that's why you go Trey Lance from North Dakota State as opposed to Fields or Lawrence. Again, assuming that you're somewhere in the top 10, but not at number one or whatever, because I think it's pretty safe to say that teams are going to take Trevor Lawrence at number one. But my point being is I want to look at quarterbacks when things are not great, when things are at their when they're going against the best competition, or when they're not loaded with loaded with talent, like you're saying. So that's a really good point. Skip, I appreciate the phone call. I got to let you run because we're way late, but that's a really good phone call. We'll get to Mike in Mount St. Mary's and others at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. That's the AAA Always On Call listener line. I am way late for the bottom of the hour break. We'll take it right here and continue along on the fan. Wes McElroy in about an hour as we get you set for Virginia Tech football tonight and a little bit more on the fan. And you can just take a deep breath. Dwayne Haskins is traveling to New Jersey. Does that make everybody happy? I mean, I told you that it was insignificant in my eyes. I mean, insignificant in my eyes because he's not playing. I guess it is significant because if he was not traveling, it would start another war. One. Two, if something happened overnight to Kyle Allen or Alex Smith or before 11:30 tomorrow, it's easier to get him active, meaning Haskins, certainly than Montez. Because you wouldn't have to make a roster move. And now after 11:30, they're screwed. But the point of the matter is, Dwayne Haskins is I just heard from a source on that. They're, you know, leaving later on today. It's a short trip, obviously, up to New Jersey. I've made that trip a number of times with them. That's it. I mean, unless something happens between now and then, when they leave, and something can always happen. But that's the plan as of right now. So, all right, you know, that's an hour and 20 minutes from now. So it is what it is. Again, to me, I treated it as it's kind of insignificant because it is. But the only reason why it's significant is because, A, we don't know if somebody could come down with COVID-type symptoms or flu-type symptoms overnight. So we're in this area of, you know, you have to have as much insurance as you possibly can. And B, because if they did not take him, it would be turned into a just blood war. So even if Ron Rivera in his mind was like, I don't care about this, and I'm not saying he does or he doesn't. He could have easily told us yesterday, the plan is for him to travel. Unless something happens, guys. Unless he comes back in Saturday morning and he's sick. He didn't. He could have easily put this to bed. He chose not to. But the bottom line is, when that type of stuff happens, it does become a story. Because you just, you don't know. I guess this is the best thing for everybody, right? Hopefully he can have a different perspective. Hopefully he can learn. Hopefully he can understand maybe and see some different things that he maybe wasn't seeing on the field. I don't know. I mean, I'm not ready to give up on him. I don't want them to trade him at the deadline. See, everybody thinks I don't like Dwayne Haskins. I love Dwayne Haskins out of the draft. He was my top quarterback. I wanted him long before the Washington football. I didn't think he was going to last a 15. I had heard some of the stuff, like in the last day or two, but honestly, I didn't know what to believe. Like there was a weird report, a couple of weeks before the draft that Dave Gettleman and the Giants didn't want him, didn't like him. And, we saw what they did. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But clearly they wanted Daniel Jones over Dwayne Haskins. That's fine. They have every right to do that. Doesn't mean they're right. Doesn't mean they're wrong. But Dwayne Haskins was my favorite quarterback. I'm not a scout. All I can do is watch. But I never met the kid. I never talked to the kid. Didn't know the kid's personality. Didn't know people that knew him and how he worked. And Washington's administration was told this, that all of that was a problem. All of that was an issue. And that's why they didn't want to take him, because they knew he needed time. And coaches don't have time. They don't feel they have time. Like Ron Rivera has time, but he doesn't really have time. Why? Because A, now he's got cancer. There's no guarantees, obviously. Two, he's working for a very impatient owner in a very impatient football town with a disgruntled fan base. He doesn't have time. So to ask coaches to do something that is inherently different to the way they are wired and programmed is really hard. So you may not like how Ron Rivera has handled it. You certainly did not like the way Jay Gruden handled it. Trust me, guys. Trust me. They're correct. They're right. It takes time. It was always going to take time. There's a huge difference between Kyler Murray and Dwayne Haskins and Daniel Jones and Dwayne Haskins in terms of their development clock, in terms of how much practice they've had, how much film study they've done, how much work they've had, how many games they've played in, how many games they've started in. You don't just come into this league, snap a finger, and rock and roll. Justin Herbert had plenty of knocks against him, and we still might find out the flaws. But you know what he had? A ton more experience than Dwayne Haskins. A ton more. In college football, Dwayne should not have come out. Period. Dwayne should not have come out. But he came out. And it's hard to blame him, right? You throw 50 touchdowns, you want to capitalize. But he wasn't ready. And he's still not ready. He's still learning on the job. And it may not happen here. That doesn't mean I want them to trade him at the deadline. I don't. I don't think you get any value from him. I don't know if he's ever going to get it. I don't know if he's ever going to fully develop. I don't know the answers to those questions. I have my doubts, but I would love for it to happen. I would love for this wake-up call to be and have the same effect long-term as the wake-up call in January had, when he went out and he got shredded and he tried to prove to everyone he could work hard. Now don't rest on your laurels. Let this be the kick in the ass you need. Trust me, if they see him doing the right thing behind the scenes, he will be back on the field before you know it, because he is the most talented quarterback of the three. There is no questions about that. But talent alone, arm strength alone, does not win you games, does not allow you or guarantee you the opportunity to run an NFL offense. That's why coaches are always going to look for the Kyle Allens, the Colt McCoys, to some degree the Case Keenums, the Ryan Fitzpatricks, because they do all the little things right. They have flaws in other areas, but they do all the little things right. What they're trying to do is get Dwayne to understand the little things matter. And if he can do the little things better and more frequently and with more gusto, then the big things will become even more prevalent. And if you can marry all of that, if you can marry all of that, you will be fine. Or you will have a chance. But you have to marry all of it. 800-636-1067. Sorry, I got a little sidetracked there. Mike, hang on if you want to. We will get to you at 800-636-1067 on the AAA Always On Call listener line. 145 right here on the Fan. Wes McElroy, Virginia Tech Radio Network, and Afternoon Drive on the Fan 910 in Richmond will join us at about 2:30 right here on the Fan. We'll take you up until 3. Hey, Mike, how are you? Good afternoon.
Hey, Chris, I'm doing okay.
Yeah, thanks for hanging in there, Mike. Sorry about the long wait.
No problem. I have a quick question. Well, actually, I want to say first, I'm a Cowboy fan.
Okay.
But.
Boo! Oh, sorry. Wait. Was I not saying? Boo! No, I'm only teasing.
Rich is my second favorite. I mean, I watch the football team. Is my second favorite team, though.
How does that work?
Yeah, people say, how can that happen? But my most hated team is the Philadelphia Eagles. I hate them. I don't hate the Redskins. I hate them because I was born in Washington D.C.
Well, that's because that's because Washington is like no threat to the Cowboys, right?
we're probably on the same level now because both.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have our top quarterback, and you all don't have a quarterback yet.
Yeah.
So you know. But my question is, I want to ask you this, though. Why did Ron Aberell, why didn't he get Cam Newton? I mean, Cam Newton was the MVP 3 years ago. He was the best quarterback in the league 3 years ago, or one of the best. Mm-hmm. He's a Heisman Trophy winner. And I thought that Cam Newton and Ron had a good relationship, relationship.
Yeah, they do. Here's the number one reason that I was told, and it obviously makes all the sense in the world, Not that Ron was sold on Dwayne Haskins or anything like that. Not that Ron didn't know that Cam Newton was going to be healthy. I mean, they knew Cam Newton's body more than anybody, because the, not the entire medical staff, but the two top guys medically over in Carolina came over to Washington. So that wasn't the issue as many have said it is. From what I understand, it was about money, right? They owed $21 million in cap space to Alex Smith. They had Dwayne Haskins counts, I think, 3.5 or something like that under the cap, and then whatever Kyle Allen makes, which is not a lot, right? So they already had 25-ish million dollars already committed to the quarterback position for those three guys. Then you're going to add, even though Cam took a way lower deal than normally he would get, right, because there was questions and there was, concerns and, whatever, and it was getting late, he still got like a $7-ish million deal, right? So was Washington going to be able to commit those kind of I thought they should, but I didn't have an answer for the financial question. You know what I'm saying? Like to me, I didn't want to pay $32, $33, $34 million of cap space to the quarterback if the answer was going to be, well, we could do that. Yes, they could do that, but it didn't make sense. So they chose what I think made the most sense, even though, yes, Cam Newton would have been a better answer, at least short term, than any other option that they had.
Yeah, because Cam Newton would have been what the best quarterback ever for the Washington football team, with the exception of Sonny Jurgensen. But I was just asking. I just thought that was an easy pickup, but you just told me exactly what was the reason why.
It's okay. I mean, the idea makes sense, right? I mean, I wrote several columns. I know I talked about it a lot, but what I never had the answer for was, did it make sense? Yes, it made sense football-wise, but did it make sense salary cap-wise when you're talking about already having, what the only thing that could have been avoided was trading for Kyle Allen in a fifth-round pick, right? So that's the only thing that could have been avoided. The problem was in March, they didn't know for sure that Cam Newton was going to be released when they made that decision.
Oh, okay.
So that's another furthering complication, to all of this, is that they didn't know when they made the Kyle Allen decision that Cam was going to be released for sure. I'm sure they suspected it. I'm sure they thought they would, but they certainly didn't know, and they couldn't trade for Cam because then they would inherit his $20 million contract. So that wasn't going to happen.
Okay.
So, I mean, a lot of this is driven by the salary cap, which, is a thing, and it's just the way it is,
Okay, well, the last thing I'm going to say before I go, I'm probably the only person in America, not just D.C., but in America, that my favorite team is the Dallas Cowboys and my second favorite team is the Washington Redskins.
I've never met anybody quite like you, my friend. How about that?
Okay.
Does that work?
All right, see you later.
All right, if that makes you feel good. If that makes you feel good, we're good. No, I appreciate the phone call. 800. I don't know if I've ever really heard that. I mean, I have seen plenty of couples and whatever on Facebook and Twitter. It just randomly comes across your screen. One's a Cowboy fan, one's a Redskins fan or Washington fan. I've seen that. I've seen plenty of that. That's not even a thing. But I don't recall seeing somebody who identifies as a Cowboy fan and then who says, oh, I hate the Eagles. It's fine. Normal. But I like the Washington football team / Redskins.
Chris,
I like them.
Chris, I think that guy is an alien. That's the only explanation.
Darius, you think he's an alien?
It's the only explanation. Because no human being can possibly like.
Did his UFO just come down and pick him up after that phone call?
He probably did. It's the only explanation. I can't think of any other reason.
You've never heard of this before, right?
Absolutely never. I can't imagine in a million years how that's possible.
Huh.
I really can't.
he's an alien. I mean, I listen. I mean, I know people that what's the best way I can put this? Like, I've lived in Chicago. Cubs fans hate White Sox, and White Sox fans vice versa. I've lived in New York. Mets fans hate Yankee fans. Islander fans hate Yankee, Ranger fans, you know, vice versa. I'm trying to think of, like, a city where the two teams are rivals, okay? And I know Dallas is very different than Washington, obviously, but they're rivals. And where, you know, somebody I know likes both of those. Doesn't really work out that way. Like, I grew up a Mets fan. I don't really like the Yankees. That doesn't mean that I wasn't happy that the Yankees, you know, won World Series and because that was good for baseball. But I'm not a Yankee fan. I grew up an Islander fan. I don't like the New York Rangers. Doesn't mean I don't have appreciation if they do well or whatever, but that's the way I grew up.
I mean, Dallas and Washington is one of the biggest rivalries in all of sports.
Even though it's been ruined over the years, I mean, it still is.
Yeah, it doesn't have the luster it once did.
But now he said he was born in Washington, right? And we all know, like, there's a lot of people that have that Dallas Cowboy disease around here, right? That they're from this area, but they identify as Cowboy fans because, well, the Cowboys were good, or they were America's team, or they were hoodwinked into thinking that they were this great franchise, and they just fell in love with all the star and the winning and the big names and all that. That's fine. But usually those people don't like the Washington football team, or certainly would admit that they, you know, like the Washington football, whereas he did. How about that? Amazing. I was wrong on the Cam Newton situation. He's got a per-game roster bonus of $700,000, so that's not guaranteed as part of his deal. I mean, it essentially is, but ultimately his base salary was just over $1 million, and his cap number for right now was under $2 million, but once that roster bonus gets added, it'll be added eventually. All right, 800-636-1067, hour number three, Wes McElroy at 2:30, coming up on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.